We're headed out to the Jackson Area Career Center. Assistant Principal Dan Draper joins us this morning. Normally, this would be a huge week for you, Dan.
Yeah, it would be. This would be typically when we have our big open house.
They bring out, a lot of the younger kids come out and take a look and get them interested in your program.
Yeah, absolutely. The open house typically would be really targeted for high school age students, especially 10th and 11th graders, looking at doing the Career Center or taking Career Center classes for this upcoming school year. But, something we have now that is available for everybody to see is our 3D tour that you can go to our website and physically walk or virtually walk the halls using that 3D tour.
Wow. Okay. Anybody can do that.
Yeah. Yeah. I got a short little story to tell you that I had an email from a grandpa that was just so excited that he could see where his grandkids go.
Yeah.
So he was walking the halls to see where his grandkids went. And I thought that was a pretty neat email to get.
Yeah, well, I think what has been interesting, many more people have had access to the schools, the teachers, the buildings these days through virtual, haven't they?
Yeah. Right now, we have one day a week. Actually, today, our Wednesdays are remote days. And, we've just had to adapt and adapt to the times and adapt to the situation that we have. So as much as we want to be in person and have in-person training and learning, we do have a one-day remote. So, yeah, the virtual component is something we have to work with right now.
So do you have any in-person? How is that working?
Yeah, so every one of our programs, just because of the nature of our programs, the nature of the content, the nature of the curriculum, the lab component of our programs, we need to be in person. So 4 days a week, Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, Friday, we have in-person class, mm-hmm. and then Wednesday is that remote day. So
you've been able to handle the pandemic pretty well. I haven't heard of any major outbreaks out there.
We have. We've been very fortunate and proactive and continue to keep on that. As soon as we hear of a case or a positive case or a situation, we try to isolate it right away, identify students who were around that positive case. In some situations, we have had to quarantine the entire class. We've had to do that a couple different times, but we've been able to keep it small enough so it doesn't impact the entire building, which is good.
Yeah. So this is kind of an enrollment period. Dan, how can kids get signed up?
Yeah. So besides taking that 3D tour, we also have videos on our website of each of the programs so that, again, students, parents, grandparents, they can watch the videos and get a little bit more information about the programs. I would suggest 10th graders, current 10th graders, current 11th graders who are considering the Career Center, mm-hmm. that they check out the website, but also that they're working with their high school counselor. High school counselor is definitely a key person involved to getting them signed up for classes here.
Now, what year do kids start at the Career Center?
11th grade. So okay. 11th grade is the first year a student could enroll out here. We do have some first-time 12th graders, which is fine as well.
Mm-hmm.
So 11th grade is really the first available year for students.
But I know you like to get them in 8th grade and get them interested.
Yeah, get that excitement burning a little bit. Absolutely.
Talk about your Jack 3 program.
Sure. So we're going into year 8 of Jack 3, and really Jack 3 is an extension of our welding, machining, and engineering classes. So a student would still sign up for the Career Center in those three classes, and then they would apply for the Jack 3 program to go above and beyond that. And really the only difference between a Jack 3 student and a non-Jack 3 student is what happens after school. Jack 3 students are enrolled in college classes. They also are working with a company, getting paid by that company. So their day looks a lot different after school, but during the school day, it is pretty much the same. We've had some great success stories over the last 7 years, and we hope to continue those success stories into year 8 now.
Well, we hear so much, Dan, about jobs being available out there and some good paying jobs for these kids.
Yeah. Yeah. And manufacturing is one of those industries where skilled and talented workforces is a big deal, and it's hard to find. And that manufacturing sector makes up such a big part of Jackson County that we have to continue to grow our in-county students and grow our in-county talent, you know, keeping that local talent local. So getting more kids out here to the Career Center in general definitely will help with that, but and specifically the Jack 3, it's a nice way for us to keep that talent local and develop it to help our companies be sustainable.
Are you happy with the numbers out there?
Well, this has been a unique year, and we've had some challenges with students signing up at the beginning of the year and it not really being what we all expected it to be. So my hope is that we have a good rebound going into next year, and really hope that students can look at what the Career Center can offer them in terms of even just a skilled certificate or a skill set, and they say, you know what, I can leverage that somehow. I can, if I learned how to weld, how could I leverage that towards the future? If I learned how to do construction, how can I leverage that for the future? So I think students are starting to realize, how can this help me in the next phase of my life?
Absolutely, and it's all right there for you at the Career Center. Again, no open house this week, but tell them how they can get online and find out all about it, Dan.
Sure. Well, the tour, the 3D tour website is just simply tour.jacc-mi.net. And again, that'll be that 3D interactive 3D tour, which is really cool. And then the website to the Career Center in general is just jacc-mi.net. And both of those ways will get you good resources to what we have to offer out here.
Hey, Dan, good luck. Thanks for stopping by.
All right, thank you.
Appreciate
it. Have a good rest of the day.
Dan Draper, assistant principal out at the Jackson Area Career Center.